WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery. As rider frustration built to a boil, followed by a public challenge to do better from Governor Murphy, NJ Transit finally releases details on when service will resume on two currently suspended rail lines.
The lack of a firm date on when service to the Dinky and Atlantic City rail lines would be restored had commuters and politicians up in arms. As NJ Transit continued to stall, Governor Murphy said publicly that they could do better. Fast forward one day, NJT's executive director, Kevin Corbett, announced that the two rail lines would resume service on May 24th, just in time for Memorial Day weekend. The Philly to AC rail line has been suspended since the fall because of work to install positive train control. Murphy described it as a key part of the lifeblood of the Jersey Shore. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
That extension for positive train control installation was granted because NJ Transit was determined to have met six key criteria by the end of 2018. Now, coming up, the widespread potential impacts if the current Hudson River rail tunnels close for repairs before new ones are built. The report by the Regional Plan Association in support of that new rail tunnel between New Jersey and New York warns of widespread consequences if current tubes are taken down for repairs before that happens, plunging home values, lower tax revenues, higher Northeast airfares, and, of course, congestion.
The report estimates 38,000 of the current 67,000 daily riders who take NJ Transit into Manhattan would be forced to find alternatives for 4 years, such as path, bus, or ferry. Those other networks are already stressed and couldn't absorb all those people, says Nat Bodekheimer at the Regional Plan Association.
You already have levels of uncertainty, and now this is like uncertainty squared.
The report foresees notably longer commutes for nearly a quarter million drivers, including 101,000 impacted by an hour or more each day.
It adds up to aggravation. It adds up to inconvenience, lost time, lost family time. It's a total loss.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Last year's viral outbreak that led to the deaths of 11 children at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehab was made worse, a federal report says, because people in charge there hadn't planned for it and didn't react fast enough, accusations the center disputes. Even as the opioid abuse epidemic continues to get worse in Jersey, many dentists keep prescribing opioids to relieve pain after wisdom teeth extractions and other procedures. A new effort is being launched to stop this from happening.
Angelo Valenti of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey says research now confirms young people given opioids for dental pain can become dependent on the medication in as little as 5 days. So an awareness campaign is being ramped up, and in April, the partnership will offer
an online educational webinar for all prescribers, which will provide information about how alternatives may be a very good option.
We've made great progress in battling the opioid crisis, says Valenti, but more must be done to help everyone understand the gravity of the situation. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.